Illinois Radio Network Sports, I'm Jason Gotch. Disappointing seasons for both the Bears and the Rams came to an end on Sunday. No playoffs for either team this year. So yesterday, both squads held their season wrap-up press conferences. Bears running back Matt Forte says he could return next year. Forte's a free agent. GM Ryan Pace says the Bears could draft a quarterback despite the presence of veteran QB Jay Cutler. And Pace also admitted his team needs more talent.
We just got to keep on adding more playmakers, man. And I know we're going to do that with all the different avenues that we have. And I think going into year two of an offensive and defensive system is going to benefit us as well. But we're going to add a lot more playmakers.
And Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase is interviewing for head coaching jobs around the league. The Rams' big news yesterday was that they, along with the Chargers and Raiders, officially filed papers with the NFL requesting to move to Los Angeles for next season. The NFL owners will meet next week. There could be some resolution on what teams, if any, will be allowed to move to L.A. Giants coach Tom Coughlin resigns after 12 seasons with the team and two Super Bowl victories, but Chuck Pagano returns to the Colts. He gets a new four-year deal. Also getting an extension in Indy is GM Ryan Grigson. There had been reports that Pagano and Grigson did not get along. Great one in college basketball last night. Number one Kansas over number two Oklahoma, 109-106 in triple overtime in Lawrence. Tonight, number nine Kentucky is at LSU, and DePaul hosts number 18 Butler. NBA Bulls will entertain the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at the United Center, and here's some good news. The MRI on Derrick Rose's sore right knee came back negative, so he's listed as day-to-day. Hockey, Blues blow a 2-0 lead. They fall to the visiting Senators 3-2 in overtime. Bobby Ryan scores two goals for Ottawa, including the game winner in the OT. The Blackhawks will skate against the Penguins in Pittsburgh tonight. This is the Illinois Radio Network.